Jake. Jake, wake up. Huh? What? What? Dude, wake up. It's Monday. Oh, shit. Really? Yeah, man. You gotta do the podcast. Oh, fuck, man. Why? Oh, shit. I totally forgot. Oh, no. All right. Hey, guys. What's going on? Welcome back to Power Play Podcast. I love you. It's for episode 20, the big 2-0. I would like to thank the Academy. I would like to thank my parents for conceiving me. Who else? And that's about it, actually. Yeah. Actually, I'm going to take back the Academy one and just thank my parents. Because without you, I would be nothing. I would be yet a seed in my... never mind. So, what happened this week, Jake? And why should I care? Well, I'm going to tell you why you should care. It's because life isn't worth living. Oh, no, that's not what I meant to say. Life is wonderful, and you should treasure every moment. Right. Have I mentioned my name, Spider Junkie, but you can call me Jake? I don't think I have. And this episode is going to be kind of special and all over the place, as it already is. Special in what way, Jake? Well, pretty much the same way it's special every week is that I'm doing the same exact shit. And actually, we have a very special guest here today, and I would like to introduce him as soon as possible before I go any farther. Yeah, go ahead and start talking. Hi, Jake. I would like to take this time to kind of open up your listeners' eyes a little bit and go into some deep topics. All right, well, that sounds great. Well, what do you have in mind? Let's talk about Satan. Now, see, Satan, our overlord and savior, is... okay, well, I'm going to stop you. I'm going to stop you right there. Not everybody believes that Satan is our savior. Can you maybe bring that back a little bit? All right, okay, fine. So Satan is God. Not quite what I meant, but go on. All right, so Satan, he needs no introduction. You know who he is. He is the Archangel Lucifer, and he is going to bring us happiness and peace on earth when the rapture comes, and he's going to take me down to hell with him, and we will dominate heaven with an iron fist. Okay, well, nice to meet you, Jake. I don't know who you are and how you got here, or why I even have you as a guest, but please see yourself out, and don't let the door hit you on the way out. All right, well, that seems very fair, and I just hope that your listeners take some knowledge from what I've said. Yeah, I hope not. All right, bye. So, yeah, that's not going to work out. Never mind. So, I'm crazy. Hold on. Let me get back to reality for a second. So, the movies I watched this week, pretending like everything's normal, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory and Memento. I have seen Willy Wonka before. This is the classic 1971 movie that has Gene Wilder and a few other star-studded cast members in there. But most importantly, Gene Wilder as Willy Wonka. He's pretty great. And I had forgotten how messed up that movie was. I mean, it's great. But I mean, like the innuendo and the subtle like nods to adult themes, I guess, were insane. I never like picked up on those as a child. There's a lot of dark humor in that movie that I never really just got because I was so young to like not know what was going on. But now that I'm 20, the same age as this podcast, I can finally understand everything. And that's what I'm trying to do, is to go back to movies that I saw as a child and kind of pick up on things that maybe I didn't before. And this was a big one. This one had a lot of stuff that I was very excited about picking up on. It was fun. So, yeah. You haven't seen Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Oh, sorry. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. That's the Johnny Depp one. If you haven't seen the classic, Willy Wonka, then I suggest go see it because it's fantastic. It's very silly, very weird and insane. He's insane. He is an insane person, and I love it. He's like a madman. And then the other movie that I saw was Memento. Now, I had never seen Memento before, but I've always been told that it's fantastic and I should watch it. And this weekend I took my time and I rented it on iTunes and I watched it, and it was great. Holy shit, was it good. I just love the entire concept of what it's trying to do, how it orchestrates itself, and Christopher Nolan does a great job as a director for this thing, and I'm very, very pleased at how well it was. Just made. It was... Okay. I'm talking a lot. So if you don't know what Memento is, it's basically just you're seeing the story of a guy that has mental, or I guess memory issues, and you're following him from the end of a story to the very beginning of it, and you're reversing in time as the story is unwinding, and it's really cool, and you kind of uncover the facts as the main character is uncovering them, so you're always just wondering what's going to happen next. And once he figures it out, you figure it out. And it's really cool. It's a really cool way of doing things, and it's very unique. So if you haven't checked it out, check it the fuck out, because I cannot praise it more. I'm going to go actually buy it ASAP so I can watch it more and more, because it's confusing. So I would love to watch it as many times as I can so I can pick up everything that I can get out of it. So, yeah, pretty great. Two great movies in a weekend. Oh, hold on. Let me take a sip of my juicy juice. All right. So, for the story this week, there wasn't much that happened, but I did eat some baby food for the list, if you haven't checked that out yet. And actually, if you hadn't checked out the Thursday podcast that I did last week, it's different than the Money podcast. It's a lot more deep. And I guess not as silly. It's a lot more serious, and I talk about real things rather than pop culture stuff. So if you're more into that, check that out. And if you like that more, I'll do more. But for right now, it's going to be an every once in a while thing. But the Money podcast will still be here. So if you like that more, then don't worry about it. I won't start doing just deep shit just yet. Unless everybody loves that, then I'll just do that. Because I like both of them. I like both... types, whether I talk about things that I enjoy or I talk about things that I don't know, I just think about. And so anyways, I ate baby food this week. I ate six types of baby food, actually. It was nasty, except for the applesauce. That was pretty good. But that's a 20-minute long list item that went up, and it was fun because I did it with a friend, Michael. And yeah, go check that out. It's pretty cool. And I also went to my local comic book store, and I picked up five different graphic novels. And that's kind of what I'm going to do. I'm going to suggest for the comics this week, even though some of these I've already mentioned before. So, yeah, there's not going to be comics this week, but it'll be these that I talk about right now. So, yeah. Yeah. The first thing I got was Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe, which is fantastic. It is basically just what it says. Deadpool killing the entire Marvel Universe. All your favorite characters are just being murdered, brutally, by Deadpool. And then the next thing I got was Marvel Knights Spider-Man, Fight Night. And this is basically just a, insane version of Spider-Man. And it's just, a really experimental kind of, really weird looking version of the webhead, and it's really cool, and there's a lot of cool art design going into it, so yeah, check that out. It's really cool. And then I also picked up Civil War in its entirety, and of course that's amazing. And I had never gotten the full version of it, but I have a few comic books by themselves with it. And then I also picked up Batman the Dark Knight Returns, which I'm not a crazy big Batman fan, but I do enjoy the more popular Batman stories, and this is one of them. So I thought I would get it while I'm there. And finally, I got Batman The Killing Joke, the deluxe edition. Now, I have the normal size version of this, but this is more a photo album looking thing. I don't know. It's like a long vertical book of it, and it's pretty good. So that's what I suggest for this week. Five different kind of things, but three of these I've already talked about. I think just three. So, yeah. And if you're not the kind of person that likes comic books, then why are you listening to this podcast? I am joking, of course, because I love everyone and I don't care what you want or you like. But I'm trying to sway you in the route or route, if you prefer, of comic books. They're great. They're a great way to just kind of lose yourself and escape into a different world that's not your own. Because, yeah, like I said before, life sucks, you know? Just the real world is so boring. Why not go into a comic book world where everything's amazing? Whether it be catastrophic or, I don't know, just futuristic, I don't care. It's cool. So that's all I have to say about that. Oh, man, what the fuck is wrong with you, Jake? All right, so for the topics this week, there's a few different things that came out, mostly just announcements. Fallout 4 got DLC announced, which was, I mean, obviously going to happen. I mean, it wasn't not going to happen. But now we know it's going to be $30 for the entire season pass, quote-unquote, for all the DLC. So they haven't said how many is going to be in the season pass, but I think in Fallout 3 there was 4 different DLC packs. So, yeah, that would be a pretty good amount for the money, I guess. And Fallout DLC has always been pretty expansive, has always been pretty huge, and it just adds a lot of story content, which is great. So I will definitely be picking that up once Fallout 4 comes out. I already have it pre-ordered to get at my local GameStop, which I'm not a crazy big fan of GameStop, but they do what they do well, I guess. And there's not many places around here that actually sell games, so yeah, GameStop, you're all right. So, yeah, that sounds awesome. They haven't said anything about what's going to be in it, or when it's going to be, like how long after Fallout 4 it's going to be afterwards. I think they said it was going to come early 2016, so pretty soon afterwards. But who knows how long in between each DLC there's going to be. I don't really care. I'll probably be playing the base game for a long time, so... I assume that by the time I'm either close to being finished or finished, there'll already be a DLC out. Or maybe two, who knows? Who knows how long it's going to take me to do it with my schedule. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to Fallout 4 a lot, guys. Fallout 4, Battlefront looks pretty great. Hopefully that lives up to the potential. And Just Cause 3 looks pretty cool too, man. But anyways... another thing that comes out tomorrow, or today, if you're listening to this on Tuesday, which I might, it probably will come out on Tuesday because I'm recording this late Monday night, GTA 5 free mode events. And what that is if you're in free mode, just walking around, you can join into actual, like events. You can actually... participate in like capture the flag or team deathmatch or whatever it is. Like, there's different ones for different things, so it's like it's seamless. You just go from free mode to an action event, and you can play with other people that are already in there, and it's just like a little bubble around the event, and then you can just drive into it, and then it starts, and then it's pretty cool. So I'm looking forward to downloading that either tonight or tomorrow and playing that with my friends. It'll be a blast, and I hope that it does everything that it says it's supposed to. It sounds like a pretty cool concept, and GTA 5 has been so much fun so far. I haven't played it too much recently because I've been playing other games like Payday 2, and what's the other game I'm playing? What is it? Oh yeah, I've been playing a little bit of Rocket League too, so yeah. So there's also been a Pokemon Go mobile game announced in 2016, and it's supposed to be it looks pretty wicked awesome. Honestly, it's supposed to be with augmented reality, and you can wear this little watch accessory, and you can find Pokemon around your world. Like, you go outside and the watch blinks whenever there's Pokemon nearby, and then you can toss a Pokeball, or I guess quote unquote toss it. And you can either, you might be able to capture it, you might not be able to, it might escape from your grasp. And then you can also battle other friends that have the mobile game and the watch. And You can fight them like you could in the classic Pokemon handheld game. And that sounds pretty awesome. It's actually like bringing it to the next level of actually being able to play Pokemon in real life. So there's just one more step, and it's actually being able to throw down a Pokeball and having it come out of it. That is the next step, which I think, honestly, in the next maybe 10, 20 years, that could possibly be a reality, you know? Whether it be a hologram or whether it be a real thing, I don't know. I mean, obviously it's not going to be like a real living thing, but it could be something. Like, it could be, I don't know what it could be, but I feel like that could be a very real thing in the next couple decades. It's only getting more and more advanced technology as we speak. So, yeah, I feel like, yeah, easily in the next at least 20 years, we would have something close to that. Because we already have something that fakes it for us, so now we'll have something real later on. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. This is going to be one of the first steps Nintendo goes into the mobile platform, because they've been talking all about mobile like recently, because it's the bigger market for games now, and because they're losing so much sales in console stuff. So why not head to mobile and make more money there? It's a smart move. Even though I'm not a big mobile gamer, I do have a couple mobile games on my phone, like that Fallout Shelter I got on there. I don't play it too much, but it's pretty fun. I have Happy Wheels on there now that it got released on iOS, and then just a couple other ones, but it's all right. But if they do come out with some pretty awesome mobile apps, I would definitely start doing mobile stuff more, especially if they put on some Mario or some... Dude, if they put a freaking Mario, like a new Mario game on mobile, or even older ones, that would be fucking amazing. I would love that shit. And that would be worth whatever they paid or they cost. I'd say probably like $5 a piece, $5 for the app. That'd be kind of cool if they had Mario, Zelda, Pokemon, all the classic Nintendo stuff, you know? That would be, yeah, very smart for Nintendo to do. Yeah. All right, hold on. Let me take one more sip. All right, so there's only one other thing in the video game news. Nolan North has replaced Peter Dinklage as the ghost in Destiny. And if you haven't played Destiny, the ghost is kind of like a little robot companion that floats, and he tells you where to go, and he is pretty much your spirit guide. And in the original, like the base game, Peter Dinklage was the voice for this. And apparently there was scheduling conflicts, and he couldn't come back and do more lines for other things, like with the new DLC coming out. So they decided to replace him with Nolan North. And it wasn't because they thought Nolan North could be better or do a better job as a voice actor than Peter Dinklage, because I think they're both pretty even when it comes to the ghosts in Destiny. They're both pretty, like, I don't know, their delivery is the same, pretty much. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. Like, Nolan North is now the ghost, and there's not much difference, really. It's just a little bit different of a voice, if you even notice, which you probably will if you're playing it and you like Destiny, so. Yeah. Yeah, baby. All right, so on to some movie news. Something really cool kind of caught my eye this past week or two, and it's called Sebastian, The Slumberland Odyssey. Now, this is a small independent project that's being done, and it actually has a Kickstarter right now, and you can go online to sebastianodyssey.com and check out the synopsis and all the cool stuff about it, and you can also go to the Kickstarter from that page, and it is just this cool, like, kind of fairy tale world, and it looks pretty artsy, very colorful, very pretty. And I enjoy it a lot. It looks very cool. And I hope that he gets enough money to fund this thing, because it has 22 days left and 6 hours or so to go. So a little bit less than a month to get all the money that he needs. I'm going to go on Kickstarter right now, actually, and check it out. And I was thinking about putting some money in on the Kickstarter as well, because it looks pretty awesome. And I cannot wait for... this to come out. I assume that he's going to either... He's already started working on it. So I assume that the Kickstarter is funding the finishing of the movie. And I'm not sure if it comes... if it's going to come out in theaters. I assume not. It's going to be like a VOD or something like that. And it's basically just a hybrid of a live action and a animation style movie. And it's really cool. I don't know what to say about it. It's called Sebastian, The Slumberland Odyssey. Check it out, because it looks really cool. It kind of reminds me of Bioshock. Bioshock and a little bit of, what is that little boy? I can't remember. But yeah, it has like kind of like that same look to it. So yeah, check it the fuck out. It looks pretty awesome. Oh, all right. So another movie that's coming out semi-soon is there's going to be a Krampus movie on December 4th this year. And if you don't know what Krampus is the anti-Santa Claus. He punishes the bad kids on Christmas time. Now, Krampus is like this kind of demon-looking spawn of Satan, I'd say. It looks like a, I don't know, it just looks like a demon. And yeah. He punishes the bad children, and this movie is going to be a horror movie from what I see, but also is going to have some comedy in it because it has a lot of funny people in there, like David Koechner. There was a couple other people that were really funny, and it looks pretty great. It looks kind of low budget, which is fine because, I mean, I wouldn't assume this would be a very high budget film for the concept, but you know what? I think it'll still be a pretty funny time at the movies and a very, I don't know, it might be kind of cheesy, but who cares? Because it sounds pretty cool. I'd suggest go watch it. And if it bombs, then I don't suggest you go watch it. I didn't say that. All right? I take the words out of my mouth. Oh, man. We're nearing the end, you guys. And I don't want to go. I want to keep this episode 20 going as long as I can. Because, oh, shit. It is. It has been a while. It's been a while. Oh, never mind. So apparently, there is going to be another Bourne movie, Bourne 5, coming out July 29th, 2016. And the reason we know this is because Matt Damon was seen he has a promotional photograph, kind of him with bandages around his arms with a shirt off, and it says #. Filming for Bourne 5, or whatever it said. And I liked the first three Bourne films. They were pretty good. The fourth one was meh, with Jeremy Renner, which I like Jeremy Renner a lot. He's cool. He's a good actor. I like him in a lot of other movies, but that one was... Ooh, ooh. But I'm looking forward to this Bourne, mostly because Matt Damon's back. And he looks fucking ripped and shredded. So maybe he'll be good again? Maybe he hasn't lost his touch? I like Matt Damon as an actor, so maybe. And, yeah. Another Bourne movie coming out. And it's so soon, too. It's not even a year away. And we didn't even know anything about it. So that's pretty crazy that they kept it kind of under wraps for so long. They said that they had been filming it for over a year now, or something like that, so... Holy shit. I'm very surprised at that. But, yeah. Alright. Well, episode 20 has come to a close. I hope you all go fuck yourselves. No, I'm just kidding. So do you have anything to say, Jake, before we leave? Oh, yeah, you can come back in. Come on, yeah. Oh, I can come back in? Yeah, you can come back in. Come on. All right, well, I just want to say Hail Satan and everything that he stands for. Okay, just keep it light, okay? All right, fine. What do you want? Jesus? Yeah, Jesus. Satan is the one true almighty, and he will be here when the time comes to wreak havoc on this world and love yourself. Go love yourself. Wait, what? I'm telling you to go love yourself. Okay, bye. Just Jake, get out of here. Goodbye. please? Wait, why are you punching me? Oh my god! Oh my god! Alright, guys. So, now I'm gonna be your new host from now on. The new name is Jake, alright? Don't you forget it. You can call me Jake, alright? And my new slogan's gonna be, "Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome back to Power Up the Podcast. My name is Jake, but you can call me Spider Junkie."